Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update. The company is called Taurachi Gold Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, one thing to note is Taurachi Gold is part of the Inventa Capital Group. We will get in a little bit more into that detail when we go over the management team. But high-level comment regarding Taurachi Gold here is that it is a gold exploration company focused in Mexico, but also has a path to near-term cash flow. That's where we're going to start, with this Magistral property in Mexico. It was acquired just a couple weeks ago. The LOI was initially signed back in October of last year. Cameron, take us through this Magistral property and the near-term cash flow potential here first, please.
Hi, Corey. Yeah, thanks for having me here today. So with Magistral, like you said, we just signed the purchase agreement with that just a few weeks ago. So we're really excited to start kicking off some work down there. The Magistral project is located in the Durango state of Mexico. It is a tailings reprocessing operation. It has a processing facility on site. We estimate capable of handling about 1,000 tons per day of feed. And this facility was custom built to reprocess the tailings that are adjacent to the facility. And we estimate there's approximately 1.3 million tons of tailings there at a pretty high grade of approximately 2 grams per ton gold. Now, those are not 43-101 compliant figures. But one of the first things that we're doing with Magistral is engaging Ausenco Engineering to actually kick off a preliminary economic assessment of Magistral. And so part of that will include defining the resource more accurately and also helping us determine whether or not there are any modifications that we need to make to the flow sheet and to the existing facility before actually getting it up and running.
Now, what is the time frame on this PEA then?
Yep, so we'll be kicking that off just in the next couple of weeks, and we estimate the PEA should take about 12 to 14 weeks to complete, so probably sometime around the end of May. And then with that, we'll have a much clearer picture in terms of our timeline to production and getting to commissioning, as well as what sort of capital costs we're going to be looking at. Right now, we kind of estimate probably in the $2 to $4 million range just to get things up and going and to finish the tailing storage facility. But at a full production rate of 1,000 tons per day, we're expecting gold recoveries in the 70 to 75% range. So looking at producing about 1,400 ounces of gold per month or about 15,000 ounces of gold per year once at full production. And that resource that's adjacent to the facility, we estimate should provide feed for the plant for about 4 years.
What are some of your estimates in terms of potential cash flow then when this is up and running? Understanding too that you still need to go through the PEA, you still do need to figure out a lot of the nuances, but what are your guys' estimates?
Yeah, we're estimating using current gold prices and at full production, probably generating to Taurachi in the ballpark of about $1 million a month in cash flow. There is a net profit interest on this that goes to the vendor. They're called Manto Resources. That's 15%, and that's based on EBIT as the base calculation. So taking that into account, we estimate about $1 million a month in cash flow to Taurachi.
So is there any exploration around Magistral to build on this resource? Or right now, is it really just focused on getting into some near-term production, generating some cash flow over the next few years, and then dealing with the exploration?
So right now, the focus is really just getting things up and running. But definitely the upside here is the potential to acquire either additional tailings resources in the area that could be sent to the plant and processed at the plant, and in that extend the life of the operation. And there's also some interesting mineral concessions in the area. I mean, probably less than a kilometer east of the plant is where the original underground mine workings were. They operated on and off for hundreds of years, and we estimate they probably produced close to 1 million ounces of gold from those underground mine workings. They obviously haven't been operational for a very long time. We don't think they've seen any sort of modern exploration. Now, those mineral concessions are not included in this purchase agreement, but that's something we're certainly going to look into over the next sort of coming months and coming years in terms of potentially acquiring a hard rock resource in the area or a hard rock exploration project, and potentially even turning this into a hard rock operation in the future once we get finished processing the tailings.
All right. Thank you for that update. Let's move over to the Taurachi project, also in Mexico. This is more of the exploration play of the company. The company does have the option to earn 100% of this project by March 2025. What can you give us in terms of background on this Taurachi project?
So the Taurachi project came together for us sort of mid last year. with the signing of two option agreements that combined make up about 3,700 hectares of really prospective ground in the Sierra Madre Gold Belt in Sonora State, Mexico. The same region that hosts Agnico Eagle's La India mine, it hosts Alamos Gold's Mulatos mine, both active big gold mines in the area. We sort of divided our exploration project into Trachi North and Trachi South. The Trachi North claims are to the northwest of La India, and the Trachi South claims are about 6 kilometers west of the Mulatos mine. And so we've been conducting some exploration works on both of those groups of mining concessions. To the on the southern block of claims, we've been doing some underground drilling from what we call the Ladura mine, which is an old underground mine. Not very big. We do expect they took between 100 and 150 tons, 1,000 tons of material out of there in the past. So we've had some early successes on our drill results there, sort of in the 4.5 to 5.5 grams per ton range over sort of 10 to 20 meter intercepts. We do plan on going back there and doing a few additional underground drill holes, as well as bringing in a surface rig to do some RC holes targeting the southern extension of those mine workings. There's some other underground mines about 400 meters to the south. And so this 400 meter area in between the two workings on that trend there is what we'll be targeting from the surface. And then over at Trachi North, we've done some drill hole work up there. We released some results last week. There we were targeting and following up on some historical drill holes that Agnico Eagle had drilled up in that area. And we've encountered some mineralized breccias that seem to be containing gold in the footwall. So our next round of drilling will also be targeting the deeper extensions of those intercepts, trying to define the extent of these breccia intrusions that seem to be containing the gold.
So the company has already been announcing some drill results, but I understand it's part of at least a bigger initial program. Take us through the total meterage of that initial program, and then so far what you've been seeing in some of that drill core.
So our initial program was for 5,000 meters. Of that, up until Christmas, we drilled about 1,700. So we haven't had any drill rigs turning since Christmas. We were waiting for the assay results to come back before launching the next phase of exploration. And of course, like many other companies in our industry these days, we've been seeing some delays in the labs in terms of getting our assay results back. So now that we have all those assay results back, we can plan the next stage of drilling. So the next phase will include both surface and underground drilling at Trachi South and some more deeper drilling from surface at Trachi North. And we'll probably do another sort of 1,000 to 2,000 meters on that program. And then based on those results, determine the next steps from there.
So is it fair to say that you don't really have a, let's say, top priority target? You do have so much exploration ahead of you that right now the initial program is really to focus where that follow-up work is going to be based on some of the future results?
Yeah, so I mean, our two priority targets are definitely in the area around the Ladura mine at Trachi South and what we call our San Javier concession, which is where we've drilled so far at Trachi North. But there are certainly a lot of other targets in the area. I mean, it is a large land package. There's a lot of historic artisanal workings, both open pit and underground in the area on our claims. And we do plan on following up on some of those additional targets in the future as well, sort of to the center of our mining block concessions at Trachi North. There's a lot of interesting gossanus areas with a lot of staining. We'll probably put a couple holes in there later this spring as well. But very much our focus right now is on the area on trend with the Ladura mine at Trachi South and following up on the San Javier concessions in the north.
Okay. So exploration that is sounding like it's just going to continue for a while. Let's talk about the management team here, Cameron. As I mentioned, this is part of the Inventa Capital group of companies. This group has done quite well recently, and the group does have its fingers in a lot of different resources. Give us a little background in terms of what your history is in the sector.
So personally, I come from a mining engineering background. Particularly, my experience has been in both mineral exploration, but also in these tailings recovery operations. I've worked on some of these in the United States and in South America, recovering iron ore and gold from other tailings reprocessing operations. So I'm certainly very excited to be working on Magistral and the potential for cash flow from there. And then being part of this Inventa Capital Group umbrella has a lot of significant advantages as well, both in terms of back office support. They provide us with a lot of marketing and IR support and corporate secretary support that we don't have to pay full price from in terms of employing a lot of people full time to do that sort of stuff in-house. And we can get a lot of that on a part-time basis through Inventa, which helps us save on our G&A and also really helps us when it comes time to raising money. Inventa Capital has had a lot of success recently, particularly with companies like Vizsla Resources. Trachi's chairman, Michael Conard, is the president and CEO of that company, which is another Mexico-focused exploration company that's been very successful. And and sort of building on that, on the successes of Inventa Capital and the team that we put together at Tirachi. You know, Inventa Capital will certainly help us raising money in the future when we need to do that.
All right, let's talk about share structure too. Share structure outstanding, just short of 62 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, just short of 93 million shares. There are about 26 million warrants outstanding that I took note of. Can you give us some more insight on what the exercise price is of these?
So we have 26 million warrants outstanding. About half of those, about 13 million, are exercisable at 25 cents, and those are good until about May of 2022. And then the other half are exercisable at 70 cents, and they're good until about August 2022. And so these date back to our two big financing last year, one in the spring and then one in the summer. We raised about a little over $9 million in August, and so that's where those 13 million warrants at 70 cents come from.
So how much cash does a company have in the bank approximately right now after satisfying some of these option agreements, the acquisition of the Magistral property, and to move the drill programs forward?
Yeah, so the purchase agreement for Magistral, the upfront cash component anyway, was about $2.3 million. So when you convert that to Canadian dollars, et cetera, it's going to cost us probably close to $3 million Canadian once we pay for that. And that'll bring our cash balance down probably around the $4 to $5 million range right now, which keeps us very comfortable in terms of continuing with the PEA work at Magistral and continuing with our exploration down in Mexico as well.
One final comment then here, Cameron, is in your background, you mentioned that you have worked on these type of tailings projects, and that is clearly one of the reasons why you were brought in here, is to make sure that this Magistral project moves forward smoothly into production and cash flow. What issues do you foresee at this tailings project from your history that investors should be aware of to move through to some cash flow?
Yeah, so I mean, tailings reprocessing operations are very much a metallurgy play. There's very little mining involved. There's no drilling. There's no blasting, crushing, grinding, et cetera. It very much comes down to the metallurgy. And of course, with tailings, the low-hanging fruit, if you will, has already been recovered by previous operators. So certainly whatever is remaining is typically a little more challenging to extract. Fortunately for us, nobody's used cyanide before on these tailings. They were originally generated from mercury amalgamation plants and flotation plants, which is why we believe they're still very high grade, about 2 grams per ton. But with this project in particular, we do note that there is some copper in the tailings resources, and that copper is cyanide soluble. So that would have the potential to consume cyanide and bring up operational costs. So one of the main concerns that we have right now and what we're going to be working with Ausenco on over the next couple of months is working on ways to mitigate the dissolution of copper into the cyanide solution so that we can bring down our operating costs. And that's also why the previous operators had converted the plant originally from a carbon and leach circuit to a Merrill-Crowe system. So we think also using the Merrill-Crowe system that's now been put in place will also significantly improve the gold recoveries and help manage the copper content as well.
All right, let's wrap it up then, Cameron, just with a brief overview summary of news flow. What can investors and those watching the company expect?
Yep, so over the next couple months, we're going to be kicking off our next round of exploration at Tirachi, with the drills probably turning within the next 2 weeks. We'll also be kicking off the PEA for Magistral, and we expect to have that probably sometime around the end of May. So those are our two projects that we have on the go. We're always looking for like a third asset to potentially bring into the company. We don't have our hands on anything yet, but that may be additional tailings resources for Magistral that could extend the life of the Magistral project, or it could be a new project entirely somewhere in Mexico that's gold focused. The ideal situation for us would be to acquire something that maybe has a few 100,000 ounces of gold resources on there, something that we can deploy the cash flow from Magistral to perhaps expand a resource or push it through the engineering studies towards bankable feasibility. So there's certainly potential for something like that later this year as well. But over the next 6 months, Magistral work going, the PEA work, the engineering work, and coming up with a definitive timeline to production, and also the return to exploration on Tirachi.
Okay, perfect. Well, Cameron, I appreciate this intro and overview of the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up with Cameron and get those questions answered. In the meantime, Cameron, keep us up to date on future news, and I'll bring you back on the back of some more drill results. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thanks, Corey.